Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, it is us. We are here. It is early Monday morning.
Hey.
Hey. It's a good week.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. We've got a major announcement coming up at 7 o'clock. People should be pretty excited about.
I didn't read this stuff.
Don't read it. I thought about crossing, like, blacking all of that out for Vinny, because they'll get mad if we talk about it before 7 a.m., Vincent.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't need a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even care. Screw them. Don't worry about it. Your secret's safe with me.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Don't even accidentally, you know.
We had a similar conversation.
Oh. I've lost interest, yeah. Okay? So your secret's safe with me.
Yep. You have a rough weekend, Vin?
No, I had a great weekend.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I told you guys when we bought this house a year ago, there was, I didn't notice it at the time, but apparently the old owners on the side yard, not in their house or on their property, they planted a Christmas tree.
Oh.
I think what they did, because there's a new trend. My neighbor Mark was telling me about this too, which I put the two together. Apparently, you can buy a Christmas tree now in a planter.
In the planter,
oh, got
right.
it, yeah.
So that you can either keep using it or plant it
right.
or
right.
whatever.
Recycle so, it, basically.
Right, right, exactly.
You can
right.
even rent those. They'll bring them to your house.
That's oh. right. That's what yeah. he told me. You oh, can wow. rent them, and then there's no death to the tree.
Right.
And
it's been grown moving. In this pot.
Right, mm-hmm. and
okay.
it stays in the pot.
All right.
So they must have planted this tree, I don't know how long ago, but the thing is big. And our HOA said, we're cutting that down. It's not part of the landscaping here. We don't know who put it in, and we do know the old owners did it. But anyway, so it's this beautiful, it's blue. Mm. Look up a blue
spruce.
Yeah, that sounds right.
They have needles.
Uh-huh.
Like, who's the wolf guy with the
Wolverine.
The needles are like Wolverines.
Are they dangerous? Oh, it's beautiful.
They're beautiful. It looks almost like snow.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks almost like snow has fallen.
They're expensive, too.
Why would they cut it down?
Well, I cut it down over the weekend.
Are you using it for your Christmas tree this
yeah.
year?
Well, no, they said, we're cutting that down. And I said, well, okay, so why don't
Did
we...
Did someone complain about it?
Yeah, I don't know. But I
God
said,
I'll cut it down and I'll use it as
I'll
my tree.
I'll at least use it for a Christmas tree. I mean, that's what the thing probably was put there for.
Yeah. Right.
And so they said, okay, make it go away. So I did over the weekend.
How tall is it?
It's huge. It's so much bigger than you even realize.
Are you going to be able to use it as a Christmas tree? Did you have to take the whole bottom of it off?
It took everything. So first I go in there, as usual, without the right tool.
Of course.
You know what a pipe cutter is?
Sure.
They're the, they've got the.
You keep tightening, you twist it, tighten it, twist it.
No. It was, okay, so it's a PVC anyway. It's
Oh,
this,
okay. It's like a little thin.
Little thin blade,
right.
and it's got a sort of a box above it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so I go in with that. Then I find out these needles. Look at my hand. Can you see all
you
the red dots?
Gloves?
No,
oh, yeah.
one out at first. I didn't know the thing was that spiky. It just myrtleized me.
I'm so sorry.
And I had the wrong things. I'm like,
when did you do this, Friday?
This was Saturday.
Okay.
This thing's never coming
and Sunday.
Down, you guys. The missus and the
tiny
my oldest are out
saw.
On the sidewalk like, are you okay? I'm like, ow!
Are you okay? Dad?
Daddy?
You okay?
Do you need help?
I gotta go buy a saw.
I'll be back.
It wasn't gonna work.
Right.
So I got the thing down. I dragged it into an area where we were able to get a real good look at it, and it's huge.
Yeah.
It's going to fit in your house, though?
So I had to take...
Did you take 6 feet off the bottom of it?
No, well, I had to take a bunch off the bottom, but I took, for some reason, this is again me doing things without any proper tools. I was like, the movers left behind one of those, it's like the saran wrap. Yeah. Things that they wrap something
huge,
with.
Huge, like, tube. It's like an oversized saran wrap.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can wrap the tree up to get it, pull it through the front door, because it is so big, it would have just broken the door. Like, right, I could see myself
scratching it all up.
Oh, my God.
Pulling it in, getting it stuck.
It's like a monster tried to get in there.
And then having to sleep with the door jammed because until someone can come out with an axe or more. Anyway, so I just saw it and I just had a vision and went, I got to do something to get this through the door.
Yeah.
And so that stuff worked.
Oh, good. Good. So you were able to sort of squish it down.
So I wrapped it up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pulled it through the door, got it into
corralled
the house.
That puppy.
Got it standing up straight.
How tall are your ceilings?
They're tall. Otherwise, and it's to the
ceiling. Well, I remember your Christmas tree last year had quite a large Christmas
this
tree.
Is
whatever.
So much wider.
Oh, it's all
that's
spread
it.
Out.
It's so wide.
So it takes up like a lot of the floor.
When I got it into the corner, it goes out to practically the middle of the room. So it's not in the corner at all. It completely blocks.
You could trim it down. Trim those a little bit.
Oh, don't.
Just take,
I can't.
It's more work.
I don't want to.
And
I
know, but inside.
I know, but.
The fireplace is blocked by it.
So no fires for you guys.
It just seems like, you know, if you just took off some of the circumference around the bottom, you could even cut the back of it so you can put it up against the wall a little bit.
Because it's, I don't know.
Yeah, let me see some pictures.
I don't have, I'll take some
today. I just checked your Instagram as we're talking to see if you posted.
I didn't. I was too busy.
This is so goddamn funny.
It's so stupid.
There's always something with him. There's always some stupid thing where he's got to cut a tree down in his own neighborhood, wrap it in plastic, drag it through.
I'm wondering who the heck complained about it.
Isn't that dumb?
Yes.
It's such a bummer.
People are such
a big, beautiful tree.
Yeah, it was doing fine. It was fine.
Yeah, it was thriving.
No one was having trouble with it except probably someone.
A neighbor? Did they think it was going to fall on them?
I wouldn't doubt that it's just HOA people walking around.
Yeah, it's just going, that doesn't
work. We all walk
here.
Around the neighborhood, so I don't doubt it was someone from the HOA who went, that's not the code.
Shouldn't be there. Yeah.
We didn't plant that. I don't know.
I love and hate HOAs.
You know?
What are you
well, it's
do?
Nice that no one can paint their house lime green. You know, that's
right.
Positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Their
have
team
some
colors.
Gaudy ass right. decorations out front or God knows what.
Go Pats!
Right.
a banner.
It is true. On the
anyway.
Other hand, then when you want to do something, you know, like grow something or.
It's fine. It got done.
Great.
Now we're going to use the tree. And the tree's gone. They don't have to. So it didn't go entirely to waste.
That's yeah. Good. You didn't have to go out into the woods and cut something
after
down
we got it up,
it
I swear, though, I was like, are you sure you want this tree? Because if we deck, like, I'm not going any farther here. If I push this through the door of the house, I'm
this
not.
This is the tree.
Like, this is the one. No, it's perfect. I love it. Okay.
415, hey, Vinny, did you shake the tree out to get all the bugs and live critters out?
You know, I
did. I read that you were supposed to do that anytime you cut your own tree. I think you're supposed to leave it in your garage overnight.
I left
maybe
it in the front yard overnight.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, dear.
925. Vinny's like a Clark Griswold.
It was.
Did you see that one thing over the weekend? I kept seeing over the news. I forgot what state it was, but someone was trying to win a decoration contest in their neighborhood. Beautiful house. And they did one where the Clark Griswold scene, Vacation Christmas or something
yeah.
like
yeah.
that.
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation where he's hanging off.
Oh, yeah.
The side. While he's trying to hang.
So they have a dummy.
A dummy
hanging off
did
of...
that with his same exact clothes. They said they scoured the thrift stores to find, you
nice.
Know, exactly what Clark was wearing. And this poor guy, and it's caught on their Nest camera or whatever out front. This poor guy runs up. Mister, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll help you. And there's like a ladder place there as part of the scene. And he's getting the ladder out. Don't worry. Hang on. And he's with all the love in his heart.
He's a hero.
Yes. Oh, don't worry. And the cars are packed. Help. And he's like, it's just so dramatic.
Oh.
And
it's nice to know there's people like that
yes,
out there.
Yes, of
really
course
is.
It turns out, you know, it's. fake and all this stuff. And so the poor guy, and they get him on camera like, man, thank you so much. You've got a great heart. You really could have saved one of our lives. And they gave him like a gift card for his time.
Oh, isn't that nice?
You know, he feels like a fool, but he also feels like, yeah, man, I was trying to step up. And
yeah.
It's just
exactly
quite cute.
Anyway.
Oh, so they had to put a sign at the end of it. Please do not call 911. This is part of our house decorations.
Don't you just take it down? I mean, really?
No, they're trying to win the contest. They're probably going to win now.
Oh, yeah. No, now they will because so much attention.
Uh-huh.
The other guys are like, Jesus, what do we have to do now?
Right.
Hang Santa from the front.
Viral.
Right. Kill all the reindeer and strew them across the lawn.
Santa's feet hanging off the chimney, out of the chimney.
Anyway, it's all Christmas in my neighborhood right
Good.
Now. The neighbors were out putting their lights out. They were listening to me go, help!
Is that the Grinch?
Must get
at one
such
point,
a kick out of Vinny living in their neighborhood. You know, he's so loud.
I had the missus helping me, and she's got the baby, and then she has the neighbor holding the baby, and then she disappears, and I'm like, I gotta get some help around here. Honey!
You yelled honey at the top of your lungs?
Yeah, because she just splits and leaves me dealing. I don't
need
her to.
Was she dealing with a baby?
No, she just split with the baby to the neighbors to not deal with me for a while.
Well, you know.
Oh, it looks killer. That looks so great.
Is that the Griswold one?
Yeah, it actually looks more alarming than I had envisioned it.
Yeah.
Oh, it does look quite alarming.
They really did.
It definitely looks like someone's hanging.
Make a guy.
Yeah. Isn't the house beautiful, though?
Yeah. It's
gorgeous.
It's got pillars.
I know. I love that.
Where do you have pillars?
Goodness.
I don't know. That Midwest, I think, possibly.
It's some kind of style. It's like some particular style with the thing out the front.
Young couple, too. For some reason, I was with such a grand home. I was expecting sort of older people, established people. And it was a young couple. Love it. What does it say? Decorations cause panic.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, glad
Looks
you
like
got
one of those
that
southern
done.
Plantation houses.
Are you gonna Are you gonna need to buy more decorations for that big tree?
I don't know. We haven't. So
are they even gonna get up to the top of it? The thing comes out to the middle of the room. They have to like shimmy their way in between the branches.
All three Hassins are gonna be.
You have no idea. I know I'm saying this, and you're thinking, yeah, Vinny, right? You know, the needles are like made of metal. They do not bend, and they poke right in. I was telling you, look, hold on.
No, I'm familiar with the spruce.
It's all of those up. Little things were bleeding when I was doing this.
Look
at that.
At it. Looks like the rash I had. Looks awful.
My kid loves injuries, and she's like, oh, I can help you.
The Band-Aid?
She loves it.
Injuries. Oh, yeah. She can be a doctor when she grows
up.
She
loves it.
I love injuries. Let me help with that injury.
So anyway, we did that. We played some Jenga.
I love Jenga.
I got a serve. That's the first time we played.
Oh.
And the kid lost every time.
Well,
it was awesome.
Oh, was she mad?
Well, sorry.
I hate when kids lose. They're such little bastards.
They are. But she, you know,
they
sorry.
They gotta learn. That's how you learn.
They need to lose.
One hand, please.
Yeah. Was she clearly picking the wrong block every time?
Well, we taught her, like, you know, poke it, see if that thing's loose before you go after it, but sure enough, I mean, there were times
she yanked the thing out.
Mom and Dad were not playing easy on her. We're
what's her reaction when the whole thing crumbles?
Well,
did she cry?
She didn't cry, but we were both like,
"You guys always win."
Oh, you guys do that?
You do that.
That's good. That's
you
good
lose.
Parenting.
You need, well, yeah.
It's
I
good
mean.
Parenting. Solid. Kids need to learn how to lose. Like, you know, in Candyland, God, could that be more boring? Of course someone's trying to thrash you. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my fault you didn't get to go through the rainbow pass.
That one's like, it's almost over, and then you slide back down.
Oh, God, I know. So you got to be kidding me.
On King of Queens, there's an episode where, what's her name? Carrie, you know, Carrie, Doug, and Arthur, the father. Carrie always cheats on games. Like, they have game nights with their friends and stuff, and Carrie constantly cheats.
Carrie is who?
Carrie's Leah Remini.
Oh, the wife.
The wife.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But,
I don't think I've ever seen that show.
You know, it's obviously over, but it's good.
But you love it, right.
And so
he lost his new show,
back.
Right?
Yes.
The Kevin Can Wait.
Yeah.
That went away?
That went away.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So they go back in time, and the reason why she cheats is because her father always won every game when she was a kid, calling her a loser. you lost, you lost, you loser, loser, ha ha, loser, loser, you're a loser. And it's like, why she started cheating after that, because she had to win.
Ah.
She didn't want to be a loser.
No, nobody.
So hopefully Isla's not going to grow up to be a cheater.
No,
just
she won't.
To win.
She's not going to. Hurt because they're not going to yell.
Loser, loser.
Do it. Don't do that.
Well, I mean.
Be a cheater.
She lost, so that was.
No trophy
was,
for
it
her.
It was clear.
No,
who
yo,
the
she didn't get a trophy.
The whole thing came down as she's like, you know.
Right. Trying to get the thing out of there.
Right.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Yacht973 Instagram, there's two back to back posts, a double post. First, a huge thank you to the fine people at Specialized and Deluxe for donating. And also, the other post is to Bananas at Large. So everyone, check them out.
Oh, really nice.
For your
great
holiday.
Job, Hooman.
Oh, thank you.
We tried to take good pictures for you, Hooman. We knew that you would not approve of our pimping skills,
right.
So we saved them for you for today.
You're welcome.
You're the best.
Back from a three-day weekend and already hard at work posting away.
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy.
I bought those frames for these posts.
Thank you for doing that.
Well, that's a write-off.
You.
Well, I wanted them to look great, and we tried.
Posting pimp.
Some other things this morning that didn't work out.
Hey, so what happened in Hollywood?
I needed to meet with this guy who
is it
this,
about Olive?
It sort of.
Has it officially been 10 years?
Not yet, but thank
when?
You for your
when
tone.
When will it be 10 years?
Let's not ask that question. Let's just say I had a great meeting. Thank you guys for letting
Who'd
me.
Who'd you meet?
This guy named Todd. He seemed like a genuine human being. You can't really trust too many people in Hollywood, but I looked at him in the face like three times, and I go, Todd, you going to disappear? He said, no. I said, Todd, you going to disappear?
Oh.
He said, no. I said, Todd, look me in the eyes and tell me I'm not going to disappear, Hooman. And he looked me in the eyes.
What
and
does
he
that
says,
mean?
What does Todd do, though? Is Todd a money
like this,
guy? Is he a director? Is
no,
he...
he's just like a kind of a... like the Ray Donovan of Hollywood,
oh,
where he's just
he's
kinda
a fixer.
Like he's like a fixer guy that can connect you with the right people and tell you who to stay away from and who to get in bed with. And
oh.
But
did you have to hand him a sack of loot?
Yeah.
No.
that means yes.
We
you paid him, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Did you do stuff for him?
No, it's
oh.
This one guy in my church, he was like praying, and then he yes. said, you know, he goes, I this guy broke,
ooh.
And he said, there's a guy, I know who you got to meet with, and then he sent some emails, and then next thing I know, I'm miraculously, by the grace of God, in front of this guy named Todd. So I don't know what's going to happen. It was a great meeting, I thought, but
oh, good.
We'll see what happens.
So maybe something will happen with it.
Yeah, maybe.
You want to hear a trippy story about your church?
Yeah. I do.
Reality?
Yeah.
Yes, reality, San Francisco.
So my buddy.
No shame.
I get in the car or two ago with my friend Brian, who works at his church.
He's the
guy who majored in theology.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Okay, so we're going surfing, and I said, hey, did you know the guy from Channel Islands? This is a surfboard company that has been around since I was a kid. Al Merrick is a surfboard shaper. And I guess his son, Britt, is the guy who started Hooman's Church.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and ordained my pastor and everything.
Okay,
oh,
so
boy.
I go, did you know those guys started to, like, they put a little fish on every surfboard.
Yeah.
And they always have. You know, the Jesus
yeah,
fish?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The
yeah,
Jesus
yeah.
fish.
Which,
right.
you know, I mean, it's you're in the ocean. It's not completely
right.
a shock to see a fish on a surfboard. Anyway, he goes, yeah, I do know that Britt started a church, and I also know that Britt, I guess, they've always been into the church, but I guess his son had, or son or daughter got cancer?
Oh.
That's right.
You know that story.
So
what
sad.
Happened?
You should say it, though. It's
no, I don't necessarily know the whole thing, but he said, I guess there was a point where their kid got sick, and he was obviously very consumed with
yeah.
that, and then... it was after that, instead of being just bummed and, you know, telling God.
Did the kid survive
that,
or the kid
no,
passed
no.
away?
No, the little girl died. I think 8 years old.
How
was
that?
Oh, God. Can
right?
you imagine? Mm-mm. Is there anything worse than childhood
no,
cancer?
No, there isn't. Nothing. But his response was to start the church and not, rather than turn away, which would be a...
reality.
A reasonable reaction
yeah,
to something like a kid getting sick.
Really, God?
They went and did the church anyway, right?
They did, yeah. And that he talks about that from the pulpit when he preaches from time to time, where he says, you know, I was at a point where I was just questioning my faith and everything, and how could this happen, and how could this be? And then he just, you know, prayed harder, believed more, had more faith, and I probably, you know, became a sweeter, better person, I mean, through that horrible tragedy.
Gnarly, huh?
I mean, listen, all of these difficult things for all of us can either make you more bitter and cold or sweeter and more generous. You hope you go down the second road.
Right.
In the middle.
All
right.
You're in the middle.
I'm still a little mad at God for a few things, but I try to keep my heart open.
That doesn't sound the middle at all to me.
It's middle, Vinny. For me, it is. Take it. Yeah, take it, baby.
She can go much further.
Yeah. I can go real dark real quick.
Well, I hope Todd works out there, buddy. Todd who? What's Todd's
Todd
name?
Todd Burns. Name's Todd Burns.
Todd Burns. Let's look him up.
Just like it sounds or with a Y?
No, it just as it sounds, yeah. He's
old Burnsy.
Yeah.
I think Burnsy's going to come through, huh?
Hoping and praying, Right. I took a picture with Britt when I saw him last. I'll bring it in there and show it to you.
I love it.
So you can see.
He's still sporting that big beard?
Oh, yeah.
He has big hands. Is he a tall dude?
Yeah.
Looks like it. Oh, he's 6'7"?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Yeah. So this is the founder guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, of all the reality changes.
He looks like a cool guy.
Oh, boy. He's got quite a look going on.
Yeah, he does. Todd Burns. An American film producer, entrepreneur, and attorney.
Oh.
He's got his own wiki page, everyone.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Legit.
Yeah.
Do we have a wiki page?
Todd is currently the principal of a venture capital company called Activist Ventures. Is that who you met with?
Sorry, I just put my headphones on.
Did you meet with Activist Ventures?
No, I just met with him one-on-one in a conference room, and we sat and talked for 2.5 hours, and...
Todd has a history of partnering with multinational companies in private equity deals and reorganizations.
Oh.
High net worth individuals, celebrities, brands and institutions in entertainment, real estate, and ventures in engineering, software, and technology. That's who you met?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Well, that was a miracle. That's a miracle meeting. It's a miracle I even got in front of him, so. But, you know, I'm hopeful. All you can do is sit and wait.
That's true.
What did you exactly ask him for,
yes.
though? Were you like, I've made a film, get it to the market? Or were you all, I need money for a new film, dude?
It was a lot of things. It was understanding of how the industry is. It was a little bit about Olive. It was a little bit about other projects. Yeah, it was the whole gamut because, you know, those type of first meetings, both people are trying to feel out the other and you're trying to size up the other person and you're trying to figure out how genuine and sincere both people are. And
Vinny's hand is up.
Yes.
As a filmmaker, I would just like to suggest anytime you have people do voiceover, you might want to give them time to work out the material, maybe give them a chance to do a few takes.
Okay.
And if they ask for retakes, you might want to extend them that as performers, they feel like they could do a better job next time.
Okay, I just want to say this.
We'll update it.
I'm hugely, please. You might have that opportunity.
We're down.
I'm just sensitive to your time constraints, your responsibilities in
the
real world.
We're here every single day.
Yeah, don't be. Don't be, because I know when that thing hits the market, if it ever hits, I'm going to see it and go, God damn it, Homer. You should have let me cut those again.
All right, listen, when we get to that point, you're cutting them again, all right?
Thank you so much.
And I'll show you what we have and then how you can recut them, and we'll all be happy.
All right.
Just read us a script. We love scripts.
Yeah, just there you go.
You guys are way better improvising.
Read us a script and we'll improvise around it.
I see how you guys do those live reads, and it is genius every time.
It's incredible.
I know.
All the other radio
time.
Stations listen to you so they can learn how to do their live
That's
reads.
Right.
You know, you joke, but they are different every time, and we do try to come up with new stuff, and it is harder than you think.
I know.
We're actually very serious about it.
We are serious, and
yeah,
that's
right.
Why.
Yeah.
I love your sincerity.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure you do.
I'm catering to your strengths.
Up.
That's why I'm saying no script for you.
No script for you.
Instead of a script.
We have a script. We just have to improvise around it. Just give us
Todd
a script.
If Todd Burns on the phone.
Get Todd on the phone. Okay, you guys, I tried to break 5 minutes ago.
I know. It was too good, Sarah.
It felt good. It feels good. I feel like we're off to a good start.
Yes.
We have Winterland coming up on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we have sort of, you know, like the pinnacle of the week that we're all headed toward. And a big announcement coming up at 7 o'clock. KLLC, KLLC HD1. Oh, my God.
I'm not ready.
I meant to improvise.
Just as things were going smoothly.
Get him on the phone.
Todd on the phone.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.